Any one of us could fall prey to an emotional vampire, a narcissist, or someone who's just toxic. It's often obvious from the outside, but not necessarily obvious when you're in it. Listener Susie called me last time I had my favourite neuropsychologist, Dr. Hannah Carell, on. She wanted some advice about her granddaughter. Dr. Carell joins me now to share some wisdom. Hi, Doc.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Let's hear what Susie had to say.
She seems to be manipulated by this partner. It's her first gay relationship, and I just feel that she needs someone to talk to realise that it's not, you don't have to do everything you're told. You don't have to give up your gym. You don't have to not see your friends. There are other people in the world, and you've got to be independent as well as in a relationship.
Right. So when you say manipulated, do you mean she's cutting her off from friends and doing her everyday activities that she usually loves?
That's right. Because it's a first relationship, we don't know how to approach and tell her that you've got to do things for yourself.
Really tricky, Dr. Hannah Carell, because I know when I first went into a romantic relationship that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to shut the world out. But it seems like there's more going on here.
Yeah, I think kind of what we're touching on here is something in the realms of narcissistic abuse and manipulation. And essentially, you know, a good umbrella term is toxic relationships. When people are young, we're often learning, you know, in our first relationship, what are the boundaries of appropriate and inappropriate behaviour? And sometimes we have stumbling blocks and we need to go through some crummy relationships where we've either done the wrong thing by somebody or we've let somebody do the wrong thing by us. And as we get older, hopefully we begin to learn, you know, what's appropriate and what's not appropriate behaviour in a relationship. I suppose it becomes a problem if we're getting older and we're going through relationships and the same issues are happening again and again and again, which might be that you are giving up all of your time, your money, your energy to people who are making you feel intimidated, sad, manipulated and less than.
How can you tell if you or someone you love is going through that? What are some red flags?
Yeah, so some general red flags are within yourself feeling like you're going to get in trouble for doing basic, simple things. So a good gauge, a litmus test is, would anybody else believe it's unusual for me to want to do these basic things in life? So often what can happen in a narcissistic relationship is that the perpetrator is telling the individual that they're not allowed to do certain things. And this is a gradual slow process that happens over time, but they start to feel like they can't do certain things. So they can't go to the gym. They can't see their friends. They're monitored for wherever they go and whatever they do. Now, the question is, if a friend or unbiased person who's not part of that relationship thinks it's perfectly normal behaviour, that's a pretty good gauge that your partner might be doing something unusual. Is it normal to go to the shop and not know exactly what time you're going to be home? Yes, that's pretty normal. Okay, so if they're giving you a hard time about it, that's unusual and inappropriate.
Right. So we'll talk in a moment about advice for this girl's grandmother. But if that is you, what's a good thing to do? I mean, it's not always easy to walk away, but what steps can someone take if they realise that there is an element of abuse and control that they're a victim of?
It can be so unbelievably hard, Jenny, when you're the victim of manipulation, whether that's emotional manipulation, whether it's physical aggressiveness or violence or any form of domestic violence, can be so, so very hard for the victim. So it's really important that, you know, you reach out and seek some guidance and support. And there's so many helplines out there for people experiencing this that they can call upon, where they can get some unbiased help from somebody who's not in the immediate situation. If a good sort of like signpost is if you're feeling miserable, if you're feeling scared and worried and doubting yourself, if you're having trouble making simple decisions in life because you're fearful of getting into trouble with your partner, that is a red flag that something's not right here and you're feeling too intimidated to do your everyday normal basic needs. So seeking help is very important. Being safe is very important, so making sure you're actually safe. Many people get stuck in these relationships because they don't feel like they have the financial means or the ability to go and stay somewhere else. So kind of getting your ducks in a row and making sure you have access to, can you stay overnight at your parents' house or your friend's house so that you have somewhere safe to go if you're going to talk to this person about it? But it kind of depends. You know, if at any point you feel like you're unsafe, it's really, really important, Jenny, that the listeners don't waste any time getting the support that they need and the help that they need. And if you are ever in danger, you need to get out of that situation as soon as you possibly can and contact the police.
Okay. And then what about Susie? Because she can see clearly that her granddaughter is being manipulated. She's really worried about her. She doesn't know how to even broach the topic. What's the first step for her?
Oh, it can be so hard when we see a loved one, whether they're family or friends, experiencing a toxic relationship. Often they are subject to a lot of manipulation and gaslighting. So people who are outside of the relationship looking in can easily see how inappropriate the behavior is. And they're not caught up in all the twisted emotions and the gaslighting that's going on for the victim. And gaslighting means when you're made to feel crazy, you know, so you point out very fair, reasonable, inappropriate behavior. Please don't swear at me. Please don't yell at me. Please don't try to control me or monitor what I'm doing, read my phone messages, etc. And then the perpetrator makes the victim feel like they're going insane, that they're going crazy, that they're overreacting, that they're too sensitive, and makes the victim feel like they're at fault. So it's really hard for family members and friends because the victim often feels like they're the one in the wrong. They might not want to share what's going on because they're embarrassed or ashamed. They might have a warped sense of fairness and feel that they are the one in the wrong and that they need the person, that there's a bit of systematic manipulation where a narcissistic person makes the victim feel like they need them and that they're never going to find anyone else and that the perpetrator is the only person in the world that loves them. So there's a lot of emotional abuse that goes on. The best thing that family and friends can do is try to be as supportive as they possibly can to someone who's experiencing emotional abuse. Because the last thing we want to do is present things like ultimatums or threats to a victim who's already experiencing emotional abuse.
What, like if you don't stop seeing that person, you're out of the family or something like that?
Exactly. Because what that does is it alienates them further. Okay, so we might just be pushing them further into the arms of the perpetrator if they feel like they're not being supported. So some of the best things you can do is offer a listening ear, be there for them to talk to in a safe, trusting and non-judgmental environment so that they actually feel they can open up to you and let you know what's going on. And then gradually help to support connect them with more formal services like a psychologist or their GP or at the very least some kind of crisis line like Lifeline, for example. So it's really about giving the victim a sense of support and non-judgmentalness because often they're afraid as soon as they open their mouth and they say something negative about their partner, the whole family is going to suddenly go, see, I told you he's so bad or she's so bad for you. And that kind of just reinforces this sense of them feeling totally alone. So as much as you possibly can, trying to just be that listening ear and not providing any kind of judgment is really, really important. Yeah. And of course, if you feel a situation is dangerous, then I think it's important for people to use their discretion when it comes to calling services like the police. So if you ever feel that someone's at risk of danger, you should go ahead and call the police.
You said that there's a great book as well that could help.
Yeah, so there's a fabulous book by Christine Northrup and it's called Dodging Energy Vampires, which is all about the emotional abuse that some people can do towards us, that where they're sort of, as the saying goes, they're an energy vampire, so they're sucking you dry. So she's got some excellent recommendations in there. And of course, my absolute recommendation is go and talk to a psychologist about the things that are happening to you, because then you know you've got this objective, unbiased person who is a safe person in a safe space to talk to.
And I mean, not quite the same, but we can also avoid energy suckers, people that we don't want in our life anymore by reading your book.
How to Break Up with Friends. Yes, it's got a lot of general advice for toxic relationships generally and the neuroscience of how it actually affects your body and your brain to be exposed to these toxic people.
Thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Hannah Carell.
Thank you so much, Jenny. It's a really important topic, and anyone who's experiencing issues with sexual assault, domestic violence, or anything like that, please do reach out. There is a number called 1-800-RESPECT, which is 1-800-737-732. Give them a call. They're available day and night, and they're always there to listen.
And Lifeline, 13 11 14. Thanks again.
Thank you.